This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm talking right now with Away from a band known as Voivod. They have a new album coming out February 11th on Century Media Records, Cinco Anarchy, their 15th studio album. Pretty huge. You guys coming back with full force after, you know, this pandemic, or during this pandemic, rather. We're still in the midst of it. But how are you doing today? How are you doing, Away?
I'm great. I'm pretty excited about this release. We worked extra hard on it because of circumstances and all that. Yeah. So far, the first two singles, they had a great reaction. So it's quite a relief.
That's all. I mean, so you said like you guys got a good reaction. How you know? Up to date, do you stay with like the reaction for people? Are you someone who likes to put it out there and then just kind of walk away, or do you stay pretty in tune with what your fans think?
Well, it's just that we had put a pressure on our shoulders. We really wanted to deliver an album that was as good as enough, if not better than The Wake. So It's hard because we work really hard on it, and it's hard to take a step back and judge if it's any good. So yeah, I was a bit stressed out, and then we released a couple of videos, and we have more views than usual. So it's a good indication that we're heading the right path with this sort of fusion metal thing.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you know, 15 albums into your career, you know, you guys are still innovating and pushing the boundaries of, you know, intense heavy metal music, rock music, fusion, whatever you want to call it, you know, the stuff that Voivod makes. What inspires you to keep pushing and innovating?
Well, we actually don't really sit down and overthink it. We just want to play. I mean, we just want to write the music that we want to play live, basically. And we've since Post Society with Rocky and Chewy, we went back to prog rock mode in a way.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to explore as many avenues as possible. And even with adding back vocals with Chewy, so it's more psychedelic and having intricate songs, but we still have some punk songs as usual though. So all the ingredients are there, but we're definitely trying to have a futuristic style to our music and push it forward and forward.
That's a good answer, man. And you know, if you listen to Voivod for years, you would know that it's pretty obvious without even knowing. You could definitely tell that you guys have influences from outside of rock and roll and heavy metal and stuff. Like, you know, you're wearing a Bauhaus shirt, which is like classic goth post-punk kind of, you know, that kind of sound. What are some of your favorite artists that, you know, are outside of the rock and roll or heavy metal world?
Well, like you said, I really, really got into post-punk in the 80s. Killing Joke and PIL being my favorites with Bauhaus. But I would say a lot of progressive rock like Van der Graaf, Magma, and that comes the fact that I learned to play on Soft Machine and King Crimson and Zappa and stuff like that, it's handy these days because Chewie's he has a jazz style to his compositions, and my jazz comes from the prog rock, so that comes into the recipe as well. Yeah. What else? I'm more of a retro guy, so if I buy new albums, it's new albums from heroes of mine like Judas Priest or Van der Graaf or Killing Joke and all these people that think still put out fantastic material. But over the years, you know, there was also a period where I was listening to a lot of soundtrack to movie soundtracks.
Okay.
So especially I like the early cyberpunk movies like Mad Max and Blade Runner and Terminator. So I think Voivod learned a lot from soundtracks, so we could make our music more cinematographic in a way.
Okay, well, let's run with that. If Voivod was commissioned to, you know, rewrite a soundtrack for the movie of your choice, what movie would you want Voivod to write a soundtrack to?
Oh my God, that's a tough one. Something very dystopian and post-apocalyptic, I guess. The next Mad Max or
nice.
I don't know. And also, you know, there are some new versions of Blade Runner as well.
Yes.
So you never know. As a fellow Quebecer as well, the guy who does the new Blade Runner movies.
Yeah. Awesome, man. So you know, are you in Quebec right now?
Yes, I am. I'm at home in Montreal right now.
Okay. So I'm curious about growing up, you know, in that area and was there a good music scene where you grew up?
Well, Voivod grew up about 500 kilometers north of Montreal.
Okay.
And the music scene there was really small, just a few bands, Def Dealer, Vore, Messiah Force and Voivod. But we moved in 85 in downtown Montreal, and that's where we discovered a huge musical scene, both in the heavy metal and hardcore. And all the bands were rehearsing in the same building. So that's really where I think the crossover happened.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're all listening to each other through the walls.
That's cool. That's awesome, man. That's great. And then you could all play together and, you know, share that common bond. That's great.
Yes. One of the early shows in Montreal was with a band called Unruled. And so they were basically like the GBH or Discharge of Montreal. And so we got along with all these people and Scum, Fair Warning, Countdown Zero. There were tons of hardcore bands, and Snake and I were really into hardcore. So it helped developing the sound of Voivod a lot.
hardcore Voivod, dude. I would love to know what like an actual like full on just hardcore Voivod record would sound like. But you guys obviously, you know, went the crossover direction. But man, that's awesome, dude. So much influence from hardcore. Okay, well, what are a few of your favorite hardcore bands of all time then?
Well, I think Broken Bones would be my favorite. Yeah,
UK and, stuff.
Yeah, but I really got into GBH and Discharge, and also the anarchist punk movement, Conflict, Crass, Doom. We have a lot of that on the album Roar, but then thrash metal was really influenced by Discharge and all these people. So most bands, from Metallica to Testament or Exodus, will tell you that they listen to hardcore as well.
So, you know, getting more popular and everything and being connected to that community, you know, as well as, you know, the crossover community. Did you ever, when you went over to Europe, did you ever get the experience of staying in the anarchist punk, like kind of squats and like, you know, staying with those communities?
A couple of times, but this was more in the mid-90s. But in the 80s, not that much, but we did play in London with when we toured with Possess nice. In Europe, we toured, we played in London with the English Dogs, and they had a great crossover album called Forward Into Battle. So that was pretty fun.
Awesome. Okay, well, one more throwback question for you so we can get some history out of the way. But you're wearing a Bauhaus shirt. What I'm wearing a Sade t-shirt, so a little bit different, not exactly punk or metal, but Sade, a beautiful musician. What was your first band t-shirt you ever got as a kid? Making you think back.
My first band was the Beatles, but I don't remember having a Beatles shirt. It would probably be Kiss just a couple of years after that.
Nice.
When Kiss Alive 1 came out, and I asked for the vinyl, the double vinyl for Christmas, and I got it. And then my family were like, put it on. And then I put it on, and they were like, Take it off. And they were like, yeah, my new favorite band. And so I was part of the Kiss Army and all that. So it was probably a Kiss shirt.
My dad was a huge Kiss fan, but my grandma wouldn't let him listen to it because she said it was satanic. So Knights in Satanic Service is what she said, you know?
Yeah, I think Gene Simmons was probably the first one to have some sort of satanic image, I guess, in proto metal.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, okay. So, you know, kind of fast forwarding a lot to the current time that we're living in, you know, up in Quebec, what's the current, like day-to-day look like? Cause you know, across the world, it seems like, you know, I'll talk to different artists and we're in various degrees of, you know, normalcy or lockdown or, you know, up in the air. How are things looking where you are?
Right now, we are in a lockdown situation. We had a curfew. It ended early this week. And we really don't know what's going to happen because everybody seems to be tempted to relax the restrictions, but then there are more hospitalizations. So it's super confusing. I'm a lucky artist because I do a lot of artwork for other bands. So in confinement, I can always rely on doing my art. So, but I've seen many of my friends they gave up and they split the band during the last couple of years, you know, and so that's pretty sad. But in the case of Voivod, we're lucky we have a very loyal following and also a well-established record label, Century Media, Sony, and we can still function, and we also When the pandemic hit in 2020, we had recorded in 2019 during the tour for The Wake some concerts. So we were able at least to release some live albums until we finally started thinking about writing the album while socially distancing. So we were sharing files. I was programming drums for the demo. So thank God for technology. We also did a bunch of online shows that were fairly popular where we were revisiting classic albums. So
that's awesome.
Right now, the Euro tour schedule for this spring has been moved to the fall. And the North American part of the tour this summer, we hope it's going to happen. But if we can't tour, we will probably go back to online shows revisiting classic albums like Nothing Face, Angel Rap, Kinetic Technology. It's the 35th anniversary of Kinetic Technology.
So, yeah.
Or maybe the new album. We'll see.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys are really pivoting and just, you know, making use of your time. And obviously, you know, you're an artist and you're just like incredible artwork that you make and you produce throughout the pandemic. You know, have you worked, what are some artists that you've worked with, some of their artwork over the pandemic, other than of course the new Voivod album?
Yeah, I've been pretty busy with Voivod because of the I did a lot of artwork for the booklet and all that, but what happened was in 2020, I started an online store where I can make my art publications available.
Awesome.
And this has kept me super busy. I did a lot of ink commission art as well. People contacting me through my web store, awayartpress.com.
Yeah.
And also, I did a cover for Hellshock, which is one of my favorite bands in the American hardcore, and but this album is not released yet. It's fresh, and I forget a lot of stuff, but I keep busy as much as I can. But I also was really busy, especially last year, working on reissues of Voivod. So this year, aside from the new album, there'll be a lot of material available. Angel Rat on vinyl, Nothing Face on vinyl. Also the three albums on Noise, Roar, Kinetic Technology, Dimension Atlas. There'll be like a vinyl box set as well.
Wow.
We are trying to wrap up a movie called We Are Connected with Felipe Belalcazar, who did Death by Metal, and about a band Death. And
yes.
So we're hoping to release it this year, but the traveling has been slowed down a lot. So we'll see, because I know that Felipe has a lot done already, but he needs to interview Jason Newsted and more people. Mm-hmm. So that's that. And next year is the 40th anniversary. So there'll be a book that we're working on. And about Voivod. And also, we'd like to re-release the album we did with Jason in 2003, the self-titled album, Voivod. It's the 20th anniversary next year, so of this album. So we'd like to re-release it on CD and vinyl. So it's just a matter of keeping going all the time and trying to keep the name out there. So so I had to put a lot of my artwork commitments aside a bit, but I'm slowly getting back at it. Not that the album is coming out soon.
Sounds like you guys are never going to be at a loss for cool stuff to be, you know, talking about. It sounds like you have just even a couple years worth of, you know, stuff to just, you know, promote and talk about. And that's awesome. I can't even keep up with everything you just said, Ben. Like all the reissues, the anniversaries and you know, I'll probably be talking to you, you know, in the next, you know, few months or a year to like talk a little bit more about all that stuff. But the thing that we're mostly, you know, chatting about is the new album, Cinco Anarchy. So, you know, February 11th, it's coming out here on Century Media. We're looking forward to it. Is there, you know, one thing you can tell us about the record, you know, one thing for the Voivod fans, what's a little different or, What do you hope fans get from this one?
Well, what was different was the way we had to build it, in a way. which led us to call it Synchro Anarchy. Because, I mean, what happened was we came back from the tour for the Wake at the end of 2019. We toured with Guar in Europe, and then we took a bit of a holiday, a bit of a break for the holidays, and then we got back together in early 2020 to improvise, and we had some ideas, and so for so we were recording that, and it was in mid-March 2020 when the lockdown happened. So from then on we had to figure a way to build the album with the ideas that we had recorded. So we started sticking bits together. Chewy was trying to rearrange it into songs. I was programming drums on my computer without any music, throwing that to Chewy and Rocky, and then, so it was like a huge puzzle in a way. And but that, I think the fact that we were sticking bits together, snippets, I think it helped to give the album a bit of a Nothing Phase, Dimension Hatras feeling, where we were like turning on a dime, changing speed, time signature. The album is different because of the way we made it, but it's still 100% Voivod with the new futuristic twist, the fusion metal we are playing. And and I mean, you know, Snake and I, being the old punk trash, we bring that side to the fold. But with Chewy and Rocky, they have this style. I call it question and answer, where their parts are really intertwined, and so it's very progressive rock, and it's a great challenge for me, I must say, to go back to that intricate mode. And so the album, in a way, is pure Voivod, but there's something more urgent. I think because when we got back in together to record it in June of last year, we hadn't rehearsed very much. We couldn't, and we went into the studio not fully prepared, and it was super intense. And it was a time where the festival started again in Quebec, in the province of Quebec. So we were playing during the weekend and recording during the week. It was super intense. And I can feel the urgency, because we had to deliver the masters by the end of September. So it was just an insane experience. But the whole thing really, I think the formula we had to create to do this album will be really helpful for the future. If anything, we came out of the pandemic, we're not out of it, but I mean, we are more organized in a way. And I think this will come handy for the next releases. I think they will be less apart because of that.
You'll have a lot more tools in your tool belt, knowing, you know, you made it through this, you know?
Yeah, but hopefully we'll get to rehearse a little more. Get together in a studio to develop it a little more for the next album. The fact that we started to do online shows and revisit Nothing Phase and Dimension Hatras was a lot of work too. It kept us from working on the album, but then it probably rubbed on the new material. The fact that we were revisiting this older stuff, and also with Francis, who owns Redicard Studio, where we've been recording since Post Society, is also, I think it helped everybody, both Francis and the band, to develop a sound for the new album. The fact that we were like doing some quick stuff to do online shows and without much rehearsals and all that. So, it's a new era, but we still going to keep moving and use technology in a way.
Well, I'm excited for the record, you know, coming out here in February. I don't want to keep you all day. I know you got, art to get to and probably other people to chat with, but got one last question for you. So, it's a question we like to ask everyone, but since, you know, we can see you, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar. And since we can see you, show us if you can.
Well, I have, when I was really young, I was probably maybe four, There was a kid in the street that attacked me with a razor blade, and so I have a huge scar on my shoulder. And
Jesus.
That really gave me the fear of sharp and pointy objects. And I think it's reflecting in my art ever since I was super young.
Damn. Just attacked you out of nowhere?
Well, I told him, he said, I'm going to cut you up. And I told him, like, you're not brave enough. But that was a mistake on my end.
Wow. He was also
a couple of years older than me, so much taller and all that. So a lesson.
Well, you got the scars to tell the story, man. And the artwork to reflect that.
Yes, all that pointy stuff, and I'm pretty sure came from that bad experience.
Wow. Away, thank you so much for taking the time and talking about the new Voivod record and everything, you know, from your past t-shirt collections to you know, pointy objects. Dude, it's so awesome to chat with you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.